Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the community manager for Relay for Life, the Lakeshore Division of the American Cancer Society, Tricia Jackson. How are you today, Tricia?
I'm very well, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on to get an update about, Relay for Life of Iosco County is fast approaching, but lots of plans are being made, and, we've had some changes since last year, and I think we'll start there. There's a new venue this year, is that right?
There is, Kevin. There's so much exciting things happening in Iosco County. I couldn't be more thrilled with the advances that we're making. But one of the biggest changes, of course, is our venue this year. We're moving over to Hale. Yeah. A couple of things brought that on. One thing is that we were trying to decide how we were going to include the entire county. So we were thinking about ways to be able to hold different events in different parts of the county. The other thing is, last year we had 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts off of that shoreline, so it kind of made us rethink where we want to hold an event and make sure our survivors are safe and we don't lose a stage to the wind or anything crazy like that. So it is going to be held in Hale this year, new weekend, June 18th, instead of the following weekend, but Hale at the Eagle Point, where Plainfield Township is.
Very nice. Yeah, that is a great location. And yeah, I know in the past, we've talked about the fact that some people tend to think that Relay for Life is in Iosco County, that it was just for the Towesses. And here's a great way to get the whole county incorporated into this.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to do. We have a little bit planned for every single area in the county. We're still looking kind of like at the Whittemore Prescott area to find out how we can embrace them a little bit better, too. But pretty excited about the changes. The group is really excited to do that.
And as you mentioned, with getting everybody involved that way, there is a new event that's coming to Oscoda, right?
There is. In May, we are looking at doing a Bark for Life, which is kind of like a miniature Relay for Life. It's only 3 hours long, but it has all of the elements you love about Relay and allows you to bring dogs to the event as well. Because with our Relay for Life, we're not allowed to bring any animals for safety reasons and other reasons we don't allow that. But this is an event to be able to bring your companions, your caregivers, your dogs that are survivors, really, to come out and still have that same feel and celebrate with the dogs.
Nice. Now, where will that be taking place in Oscoda?
That is at Furtaw Field on May 7th, and it starts at 10 a.m. and wraps up at 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m., so bring out your dogs, and if you don't have a dog, you're still welcome to come on out.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of things to take part in and a lot of different activities that we have planned.
All right. Now, and you mentioned it's like a mini relay, so a lot of the things that we know from Relay for Life will be a part of this.
Absolutely. We've got survivor ceremonies planned and activities and fundraising and all kinds of great elements. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see a lot of people out there.
As I mentioned at the top of the interview, exciting things happening with Relay for Life of Iosco County, change in venue to Hale, the new Bark for Life coming. There are meetings for this, too, and people should get involved, you know, and help plan this and be a big part of Relay for Life.
Yeah, I definitely would love to see people at meetings. Just a couple quick things to mention. We have our meetings in Tawas that are the second Wednesdays every month. Mm-hmm. They're at the St. Joseph Hospital in the classroom that's attached right to the cafeteria. Very nice open space. Come on down and see us. It's at 6 o'clock every month. And then we actually added the Oscoda meetings on the following Wednesday, so the third Wednesday at 6 p.m. in Oscoda at Grace Evangelical Presbyterian Church. And that is a way to be able to get the Oscoda teams on board. Maybe they can't travel as far to Tawas or make it there by 6 o'clock. So it gives a little bit of flexibility, and it's also where we're planning the Spark for Life. Yeah. We do have our kickoff coming up, so I definitely want to mention that.
Right.
That's March 26th. It's on a Saturday, the Saturday before Easter, actually. The doors open at 5, and our program is at 5:30. That is always a ton of fun. It's free, open to the community, but a great way to be able to learn more about Relay.
And to kind of get those juices flowing. I know that it's year-round now anymore with fundraising and with teams and that, but this really is with the kickoff really gets everything going and geared toward that relay, the Bark for Life in May and then Relay in June.
Yep, absolutely. And we're serving dinner, so definitely come out and take advantage of that. March 26th is the date, and it's a Western theme, so bring your cowboy boots and your jeans and come and have a little bit of celebration with us.
You bet. Now, we've talked a lot about what's going on, Tricia. If people need more information, what's the best way to find out more about Relay for Life of Iosco County?
We do have a website, www.relayforlife.org, and then just put / Iosco County. If it takes you to the website and you have to type in Iosco County, it might do that sometimes, but that's okay. You can find us. All kinds of valuable information on there, but you can also contact me at 989-821-1326.
Very good. She is the community manager for Relay for Life, Tricia Jackson. Tricia, pleasure having you on, and hopefully we get to talk more as we get closer to all the big events.
I appreciate all the support that your station gives us. We really do appreciate it so much.